AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
God can't bless who you pretend to be or who you compare yourself to. He can only bless you in the lane that was created for you.
I feel that for somebody.
You don't need no edge entity. You need boundaries. What?
I don't need your likes. I don't need your validation. All I need is a God fighting for me that says all things.
Am I the only one who has moments when my kids are asking me questions, whether they're the big ones or the little ones, where I just want to tell them, like, you do know I have no idea what I'm doing either. Like, we're literally trying to figure this thing out together. I think that they have in their mind that I'm some superhero who has knowledge about everything from stains to calculus. And the truth is that I'm out here trying to figure out if my wig is on the right way most days, because life is always lifing. I think part of the beauty of coming to a place where we recognize that we don't have to have all of the answers means that we get to engage in learning with our children, and we also get to look at our lives and the lives of others through a lens of compassion. This week, we're talking about the hope to be open to being flawed, letting go of this idea that we have to be perfect, we have to do everything well all of the time, and resting in the truth that we are humans on a journey doing the best we can at any given moment. Today, I'm talking to two women who I have known for a mighty long time, but whose business I am getting to mind in a fresh new way. You're going to hear from Dr. Jill on the Woman Evolve podcast about how she raised her daughters. But first, we're going to have an opportunity to experience her with her daughters. Dr. Jill Wagner-Jones is a dynamic voice, an incredible mind who has been shaping conversations about health, wellness, and relationships for quite some time. Her daughter, Jillian Mitchell, has been a creative gift to our family in ways that we did not even know that we needed. Together, we're going to have a conversation today about how we are embracing the realities that our mothers and our daughters are flawed and yet walking this thing called life out together. So, thank you guys for being a part of today.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm really excited. Now, I have noticed that you all seem to be really, like, toned down right now, because just before the camera started rolling, there was a lot going on here.
Yes.
A little.
It was giving more friendship
what
than...
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I think you was, like, getting on to her about things, and mm-hmm. she was reminding you to yeah. reel it in. You mm-hmm. know, when did you all become friends?
Ooh, you want to go first?
Sure. I mm-hmm. think we became friends when I went to college.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I remember calling home and just being like, Mommy, let me tell you what happened today, child. Let's dive into mm-hmm. what's going on in my life. And mm-hmm. I think I really realized that she had spent all this time raising me and showing me the way and really giving me all these nuggets of what needed to happen. And then when I got to college, I was out there on my own, in a sense. Yeah. And I just had to stand on what she had taught me. And so I was able to call and say, girl, listen. And I think that's where our friendship really, really developed.
I agree with that. Before she went to college, I didn't consider her an adult because she wasn't. Yeah. And so I was trying to be her mother, making sure I was her mother. Never had the need for my daughter to be my friend. Mm-hmm. It was bonus mm-hmm. when we got to the point where we have become friends. And but respect was important for me yeah. and making sure that I was the person to say, I am not your friend. I am your mother. And so, you know, when we got to that point where she was an adult and on her own, I felt that it was okay.
So how did you introduce that level of vulnerability, right? Because I think as like a mother-daughter, or I'll say parent-child dynamic, for the parent, there is a need to kind of make sure that you create that boundary so that you can continue to have respect and so that you can instill to them, into them, things that they don't necessarily see as important right now, but you know will be important down the road. And yet on the daughter side, I feel like I don't want to disappoint you, or I don't want you to be upset with me because I'm going to do whatever I want to do in this moment. Like, how did you gain the vulnerability to say, like, I have done something that may be against what you taught me, or I'm out here struggling in a way that you would maybe not expect, and I yet trust you with this part of my imperfect being?
Mm. I think for me, it was so typically in the past, my mama didn't fly.
Okay.
And so I was in college. I went to school in Virginia, and I was that whole semester, I was in a show because I was a theater performer. So I was in a show and I was just like the whole time, Mama, I think I'm going to come home. I don't really want to stay here. It's too far. Like the whole semester. And she was like, no, I really think you can do it, sweet pea. Like, I'm so proud of you and you can do it. And my first show, I walk into the lobby and I see my dad. I mean, I knew he was coming. I'm like, Daddy, I jump on him. He had just had surgery. And from behind him, my sister, I'm like, Uriah, my Nana, I'm like, Nana. And then my mom walks through the door and I'm like, oh my God, it's my mommy. And so I think in that moment, I realized that she would do anything for me and that she would do things that she never thought she could anymore, get on a plane for me. And she made it there. And I was like, I can give her anything. I can trust her with anything because she didn't know. She did know, even though I didn't know that she knew, I was coming home because I was too far away. Mm-hmm. I wasn't coming home just because I couldn't do it. I wanted to come home to be closer.
She was afraid I couldn't get to her. And I sensed that it was going to change her life and the trajectory of her life if I could not get on an airplane. And so I did everything I could to get on that airplane. And I will never ever forget the sound that she made when I walked around that corner. The sound of sheer joy. I will never forget it. When she said it, I could hear her. We'll never forget it. And it did. It opened up this thing. One, she knew she could do anything. Mm-hmm. Two, she knew she could trust me with anything. The other thing, I knew that I could trust her with my weaknesses and my strength. Mm-hmm. I could say to her, this is really hard for me, but I am going to do it and I will make it happen. And so it did. That opened up a real thing. You got tears.
I know. I'm about ready to cry. I think.
It was a big deal. It was such a big deal that as we went around campus, people were like, hey, y'all Jillies, because they call her Jilly sometimes.
No, they call me Jill. Jill. They call me Jill.
They were like, you're Jills. No. Yeah, your mama calls her Jill. Anyway, yeah. She said, you're Jill's parents. I mean, they knew who we were because it has so much impact on everybody.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like, you know what's good for you, but you just can't do it? That's me when it comes to worrying about things I can't control or upholding boundaries with the people I love. Of course, I know that stress gets me nowhere and boundaries are healthy, but when I get stuck in my head, the negative self-talk gets real loud. I also know that therapy can be a tool to help you discover what's holding you back. That way, you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. I've personally been in therapy for some time now, and it has allowed me to learn positive coping strategies while empowering me to be the best version of myself. If you're interested in giving online therapy a try, I highly recommend you try BetterHelp. How does it work? Easy. Simply fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And yes, you can switch therapists at no additional charge in hopes of landing the right fit. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/evolve today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/evolve.
Okay, so I think in order for people to understand how impactful that is, I think they have to understand how you feel about flying.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what moves me so much about it. And there is something to knowing that my mom was willing to face her fears to give me faith.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I used to be a flight attendant.
Yeah.
So I was a flight attendant, and then I developed, actually, it's an anxiety disorder that I developed when I was in graduate school. Mm. I think it was the intense stress of graduate school and the newness of that and wanting to be perfect and all of that. I mean, I used to freak out. I remember I made an 89 one time, and my friend was like, girl, get a... girl. It's an 80. I mean, I was depressed. Mm. And so all of that, that stress of that had really... manifested itself in this anxiety disorder where I couldn't get on an airplane. So I'd been a flight attendant, and then this thing happened and I couldn't get on an airplane. Mm. And it was just so overwhelming. The fear was overwhelming, but it was about control.
Wow.
So I could not control it. So I had to learn how to be okay with not being in control. I mean, it's a whole journey. Sure. But I thought, I have to do this. I have to be able to do this. So for me, particularly if I do something, if I fly somewhere unexpected or that I didn't plan for, it's a decision that I have to make that it's going to be okay. Mm. So she knew what that meant for me. Mm. And it was critical.
There's something to the idea of you facing this moment, getting on the plane, mm-hmm. and knowing that it would unlock her potential. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys can help me unpack it. Like, why generationally mm-hmm. is it important mm-hmm. for us to see the women who are ahead of us mm-hmm. defy their anxiety, defy their fear? What do you think that it gives us? I feel like it's the greatest gift, the greatest inheritance that any woman can leave her children are the battle scars.
Right. And the fight through fear. Mm. You have to fight through fear. That's not a cliche. It is not, because there will be many places in your life that you walk into a room or a circumstance that you are afraid of.
Yeah.
Fear can be crippling.
Yeah.
It can paralyze you. And so, but once you make the decision to do it, you just have to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come hell or high water, I am walking through this. And so I thought it was critical for her not to let fear stop her from anything that she wanted to do. And I had to show her. Her daddy couldn't show her.
Yeah.
Her nana couldn't show her. Nobody else. I had to show her that it was okay. But I learned that from my grandmother. And we talked a little bit about my grandmother before. My grandmother, she didn't fly. She hadn't been to college. And she would let me get on an airplane and go to Japan. Mm-hmm. She was limited, but she kept saying, oh, you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, mama can't do that, but you can. And so she gave me that as something to stand on, and I wanted to make sure that I gave it to her and my girls, period.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think that you did give it to me. Mm-hmm. Often you told me when I was little, because I was, what, in 12 when we flew to Europe for the first time.
We sent her to Europe
always
when she was 12. Without parents. Because she had to go. Yeah.
I know.
It was a people-to-people
program. Okay.
And parents couldn't go.
Okay.
And we also went. We didn't know the people.
Right.
So. Well, you know, that was a few years ago. Yeah. There wasn't a fear of me going over there and getting snatched.
Right.
I think it was a little bit, not as much. Mm-hmm. But I think
you
that
were a little harder to snatch.
I was a little harder to snatch. That made it a little easier.
No, I think that even in telling me that, she did for me what Granny did for her, which is you can do anything. But I think in that moment, walking it out, it just ignited a different passion. Like, my mommy walked it out. She's not just doing what she's, you know, she's not just telling me. She did it. And so that means I can do anything. I think that that's what really happened in that moment. It was like, oh, I saw her do something she's always told me. And so now I really can do anything.
Have you been able to, like, pull from that, like, make a withdrawal from that moment of faith since then? And can you tell us, like, when is the time in your life where you were like, if mama got on that plane, I can do X, Y, and Z?
Oh, absolutely. I think that I often go back to that moment. That in whenever I get ready to get on stage, whenever I am introduced to something new, for instance, your mom asked me to do something for her. Just in coming to work with her, I think I was like, I'm trepidatious. I don't know if I'm good enough for this. I don't know what the need is. Like, I don't think I can. And I was like, you know what? I really can do anything. Like, my mama got on the plane for me, Jeff.
Yeah.
I can go up here and put this little piece together and see what she needs. At least hear her out. You know, my mama got on the plane and came across the world to get me. So I can pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say time waits for no one, and neither should payday. To keep your money moving in the right direction of your dreams, get Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Hear me out. There are no credit checks, interest rates, or mandatory fees. I could have used something like EarnIn back when I lived paycheck to paycheck as a young mom. Not only would I have used it to make ends meet, but EarnIn shines a light on earned wage access. Friend, gain some financial momentum without falling into debt traps. Join EarnIn's 3.5 million customers on a path towards self-sufficiency. Believe me when I say getting paid as you work just got easy. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Woman Evolve under podcast. It'll really help the show. That's Woman Evolve under podcast when you sign up. EarnIn is subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust member FDIC. I am noticing as my mother is entering into her full queen era, that I feel a sense of responsibility in taking care of her. It's not quite like the roles have reversed, but I am no longer exclusively on the receiving end. Now I feel a responsibility to give wisdom to her sometimes, to give encouragement and advice to her. And so I want to talk a little bit about being an adult child with an adult mother and the ways that the roles reverse, because we see how they're aging, how life is changing, how they're looking at life through a lens of legacy more often than not. What is it like for you to see your mom becoming more seasoned? Get extra law.
Be careful. That's all I
want to do. Getting more lawries.
Right. I think it is a wonderful experience. Just yesterday, I had to have a heart-to-heart moment with her. Like, girlfriend, listen. We need to chat. So I think that because we've developed a friendship, I am open enough to say, hey, mama, I love you. But let's try to do this a little differently. You know, I see that that probably wasn't your best self.
Because I'm tough. Mm-hmm. I can be really tough on people that I love.
Okay.
I really was not aware.
I was going to say, how did you figure that out?
She told me.
Really?
No, she really did.
As an adult, as a teenager?
Yesterday. No.
Really?
So, whenever somebody is talking to me, and my assistant also is like one of my daughters. Mm-hmm. She's an extension. There are certain things that trigger things in me.
Okay.
If somebody's talking to me about how hard something is, mm-hmm. I try to listen. I really don't want to hear it.
Like, because get it done, I don't care?
She turns into like, I was Harriet Tubman, child. Like, right. I've been running the railroad.
Like, running from the mouse. No, but I really, my motto is, it's the hard that makes it special. Okay, it's hard. And so I think the older I get, the more it comes to the surface. So I'm trying to be, you know, this kind, compassionate, and I'll be kind, compassionate for this moment. Mm-hmm. But if you're still talking about this in 10 minutes, it's like, come on, what are we talking? Come on, get it together. And so she told me, she said, Mommy, you got to be better with that. Mm. You cannot, and we were talking about a parenting situation. Mm-hmm. She said, first of all, we are not the same. Mm. You cannot parent us the same. Mm. It is not okay. And so I looked at my assistant, and I said, do I do that? She said, yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I thought, oh, okay, how y'all gonna act? Okay, anyway. But I did reflect on it, and I appreciate her being adult enough, woman enough, confident enough, that our relationship is open enough where she can say, no, you were wrong. You got to do better. And
you wasn't scared you was going to get a whooping?
Mm.
I couldn't be afraid in that moment. That's why I called her.
Right. But mm-hmm.
I really couldn't, because I felt like I really needed to express it, and I needed her to be open to receiving it.
Okay.
And I think sometimes she's more open to me to receiving
sure.
it
mm-hmm.
than, you know, others.
Yeah.
And so I had to really say, okay, hey.
Hey, girl.
I love you.
Oh, can you take it as hard as you give it?
That's a real good question.
Yeah.
I probably not.
Yeah. Mm.
To be honest,
yeah.
because I do get wounded. I mean, my feelings
sure.
get hurt. What are you doing?
She had a... It was
I need some kind of...
Yeah. Something got caught in her throat.
So I think that probably not. Mm. But there's this thing that happens as you get more mature. It's like you I've earned the right...
I'm triggered because now you're because my father has this. I've earned the right to
I've
say what I want
to
say.
The right to say what
does
I want to
mean?
Say. That means that for my entire life, mm-hmm. I have muted myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have changed the way I presented myself because I was trying to fit into not necessarily what my family said, but what the world required of me.
Yeah.
And so now I am fully grown.
Mm-hmm.
I am grown. I am successful. I have wisdom. And I am tired of you telling me what I ought to present myself as when I walk into a room. And it's this kind of thing that comes out of you. Because the other thing is, we are fighting for legacy, not just for our legacy, but we are fighting for your entrance in the room, too.
Yeah.
So what we are saying is, I get to say what I want to say. And by the way, they do, too. So you cannot go back and put those parameters on the people that are coming behind me like you did for me.
Okay.
So let me, here's a thing or two that I want to you know, it's like when you're going out the room and you're about to drop the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, that's kind of how we feel. And it's not that we think we're not going to be here long. We just think that we have fought long enough. We have proven ourselves. And so now we ought to be able to say what we think and say it unapologetically. And it gets us in trouble sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes as the oldest, I have to say, okay, you said your piece. I get it.
Yeah.
But next time, can we be a little softer,
mm-hmm.
a little different? That kind of hurt our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hurt feelings.
Yeah.
I don't, but some things need to be said. The other thing that I've always done with my girls, if I tell you you did well, I am not lying to you.
Not at all.
Yeah, because if you don't do well, do you hear that too?
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. She will never say, so I know I didn't do well if she says, it was good. Oh. I'm like, oh.
It wasn't your best. Mm-hmm. And I know what you are capable of. Mm-hmm. I am not going to be that mother in the corner. Oh, baby, you did wonderful. Oh, and you didn't.
It's either excellent, it was excellent, you nailed it, you did it, or it was good.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to crush you, but I don't want to lie to you either. Mm-hmm. The other thing is you need to know that there is one person in the world who will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
At least as I see it. Mm-hmm. And so here it is. Now, I also will not give you that truth and abandon you in the consequences of it. I'm here with you. I'm going to walk you through it, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
Now, what do we do to put our resources together so that we can help you get to that level that I know you're capable of?
Yeah.
You may not even know, but I know what's in you.
Is anyone tired of feeling dehydrated and sluggish after a workout? Or do you struggle to stay energized throughout the day? If I'm talking to you, then listen up. LMNT is here to revolutionize your hydration game and take your health to the next level. It's a tasty electrolyte drink mix that is formulated to help everyone meet their electrolyte needs. On a mission to restore health through hydration, LMNT enhances brain and mental health, heart health, hormonal health, and immune health. Need I say more? I was introduced to LMNT by my trainer while learning about the benefits of electrolytes. I tend to consume the drink in the morning before workouts. Not only does it equip me with the endurance to perform my workout routines better and longer, but LMNT helps regulate my digestion and keeps my skin hydrated while also increasing my quality of sleep. It's the win-win situation you need in your life. And sis, LMNT is all about customer loyalty. That's why they have a no questions asked refund policy. You don't have to provide an explanation and you don't have to send your products back. Now, that's dope if you ask me. Get a free sample pack with your LMNT order by going to drinklmnt.com/evolve. That's drinklmnt.com. Thank you, LMNT, for sponsoring the Woman Evolve podcast.
Okay, so there are women who have experienced tough moms and have maybe thought to themselves, I can't be vulnerable, I can't open up, I don't even know how to communicate with her because she's so hard on me. I think part of the plight of the strong Black woman trope is that that strength was often showing up in our homes in a way that made it difficult to connect. Not everyone's testimonies, but some. So they may be watching this and they're like, I could deal with my mom being tough if I knew she had those other layers. Mm-hmm. And maybe their mom does have those other layers, but they don't know how to interpret it. They don't know how to translate that that tough is rooted in love. Mm-hmm. What do we say to them?
Communication that's trite, but true. The other things, I physically show love to my daughters. Mm. I am a hug you, kiss you. If you've ever witnessed us when we see each other, you know, if it's been a day or two, we embrace, I hug them, I stroke their hair, I kiss them, I snuggle in their necks. So I give them physical love and emotional love. Mm. So they know I'm capable of it.
Yeah.
And I try to always have it available.
Uh-huh.
And even if we are in the midst of something that is hard, if I see that what I am giving them is more than they are capable of communicating or capable of receiving at that time, then I stop and give them the, come here, put your head right there.
That's so good.
Because
I think some people, like, it's, you know, it's the truth whether you like it or not.
As a mother, you can be... you can be strong, you can be fierce, you can be truthful, but the mother thing is you have to know when the child needs you to mother.
Mm.
And that's critical.
Yeah.
I think. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think you are literally the definition of like a gentle and a stern parent.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like very stern, but then she's like, okay, now come here. I love you. And she's going to talk to me and talk through it. Yeah, I think I just found in life that we just have this balance. And now I'm to the point where I'm able to vocalize that that really hurt me.
Yeah.
And this was not, you know, not what I expected. I know that I was wrong in that moment, but I need my mommy. And she has this wonderful way of saying, okay, do you want me to listen or do you want me to give you feedback? Yeah. And so I think that we've been able to communicate through those tough, even those stern layers. Mm-hmm. And as I went to the counseling and therapy, I was able to say, I think this is a trigger for you. Mm-hmm. I think that.
How'd you trigger. Feel about that?
Girl, this whole counseling thing. No, counseling is a good thing.
For sure.
Yes. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm from that generation that, you know, you think, well, what am I going to pay the counselor for?
Yeah.
Although you know it is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, no, I get that.
Yeah.
And she'll come back with her stuff.
Therapy has helped me a lot in communicating with my parents because I do think part of the, like, staying in child's place, don't get out of grown folks' business, get out of the way, be seen and not heard. It doesn't teach you how to use your voice. And then you hit adulthood and your parents are like, well, you can tell me anything, but I haven't practiced using my voice, which, yeah, I don't know how to do it.
I think I was able to practice.
And that's something.
That's big.
Yeah.
Because we told y'all to be quiet.
Hush.
And now we want you talking.
Yes.
And you're like, you're sure?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't even have anything to pull from in our relationship dynamic to do that. So it does, it creates anxiety for me. It creates fear. I do it anyway, you know what I mean? But I'm like, bear with me. I'm going to probably stumble over my words because there's still that authority position that they're in. And now they see us as equals, but it's hard for me to fully see us as equals. So it's a lot to overcome in order for us to communicate.
You are equal until we disagree with you.
Right, then, right. You're not that grown.
Yeah, you know, oh, they're not that equal.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
But I think I was able to practice that because even growing up, we are so alike. I had to vocalize. Mm-hmm. I remember a moment when I was probably 4. We were working on homework and we were going back and forth. And I was like, listen, I do not learn that way. So I need a moment. And she said, well, I need a moment too.
She was four.
We both need a moment, really. Mm-hmm.
And we were going, and I learned differently than she does. Uh-huh. And so I was giving it to her the way I do it. And she just shut down. And she said, I said, wait, whoa, whoa. She told me at 4, I don't learn that way.
That reminds me of Ella.
Yes.
Ella's going to say what needs to be said.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you before we go. Mm-hmm. What is one thing about the way that you were mothered that you will definitely continue to mother, like, whenever you have children or as you are an aunt, however you decide to show up as a mother in the world? What's one thing that you will continue and what's one thing you'll do differently?
One thing I will continue is definitely her love. She's very loving, and so my mom expresses love openly, and so I plan to openly express love and just really be very affectionate because that's what I enjoy the most. One thing that I probably will not do...
I love the voice change.
One thing that I probably will not do... I don't know.
It's okay.
No, it. I'm really thinking. Okay. I don't know.
I'm not going to hold it against you.
No. Well, what's one thing you hope she does differently?
Wow. I hope that she communicates, particularly if she has daughters, that however she shows up physically is okay.
Mm.
I think my issues with myself physically, I often communicated to my daughters and in front of my daughters.
Mm.
And so I hope that she, as a woman, will feel good about her physical self, no matter what society says or how she's feeling about it currently.
Yeah.
That she still will say, but I'm good and I'm beautiful and I'm all of that. So that's what I really hope she's able to do.
That was a good one.
That was. Yeah. That makes me want to cry.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so before we go, we just want to give you guys a chance to honor one another and to say thank you for maybe something unexpected that your daughter or your mother doesn't even know that she deposited into your life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for always showing me that no matter who's in the room, if they're looking for me, mm-hmm. I'm always there. So I have to show up as my best self because I'm not competing with others. So thank you for teaching me that.
Wow. I used to tell her, if they're looking for Jillian, you're the only Jillian on earth. Mm. So it doesn't matter what every other person looks like in the room. You are the one. So, wow. There are so many things that you bring. Thank you for helping me understand that the authenticity of who one is does not matter whether the people around you think that's what you should be or what you've been told you should be. Matters, the thing that matters is that you are who you are because you choose to be. So thank you for showing me that. And showing up in the world as a woman who is just Jillian and okay with that. I love you.
I love you too.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.